In Europe, as in the United States, the most successful resistance has been at the individual level, as a few average citizens have begun to fight the Big Brother tactics of the surveillance state. In early 2014, a 13-year-old student in Wales fought back against increasingly common school surveillance by donning a mask representing Guy Fawkes, the English revolutionary convicted in the gunpowder plot of 1605, and now the most visible symbol of a collection of dissenters known as Anonymous. The girl refused to be fingerprinted as her school demanded. When a school employee tried to place her hand on a scanner, she withdrew it and stated that neither she nor her parents had given their consent. Her mother told Digital Journal, "Of all the children in Melody's class, only a few refused to be fingerprinted. The majority signed. I personally find this alarming. These are children, not cattle, not convicted criminals, innocent children whose prints are now in the system." Anonymous unites people from every religion and country. Never have I seen anything bring people together the way this does. People from all over suddenly put aside the feuds created by our governments and our friends. There becomes a sense of being human and caring for one another that you simply do not get on such a wide scale. They are out there feeding the homeless or fighting for justice for the people who have had their voices taken away forever. You can either be part of the solution or remain part of the problem. Melody's case illustrates a broader issue in British schools. Despite a clause in the UK's Protection of Freedoms Act of 2012 guaranteeing parents that their permission would be asked before biometric data was taken from a child, it was estimated that roughly a third of Britain's school children have been duped into submitting to fingerprinting without parental consent. The civil liberties group Big Brother Watch submitted freedom of information requests to more than 3,000 British schools and found about 40% were using this biometrical technology. More fuel was added to this fire of outrage when Sky News reported that a class of 3-year-olds in England was cajoled into giving fingerprints by being told it was a spy game. One official defended the practice by claiming the fingerprints were intended for use in attendance reporting, along with verifying access to meals and libraries. It was said that prints were destroyed once pupils left the school. Some have expressed the fear that the UK has been used as a testing ground for the global elite. After the successful introduction of fingerprinting for school children in Britain, the practice spread to the US. In 1999, Eagan High School in Minnesota encouraged students to use fingerprint readers to speed up the borrowing of library books. This was followed the next year by a school district in Pennsylvania where a local software development company designed a system whereby students bought lunch with just a fingerprint.